Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, October the 12th. The grains closed mixed with December corn down 10.5 cents at 522.5. December wheat up 2.25 cents at 734. And November beans down 30 cents at 1198.25. Now, the reports came out. I thought they were very bearish on the corn and the beans. I'm surprised with the funds long as much as they are. Even after today, they're long about 220,000 contracts. I thought they'd put more pressure on this thing. The corn came in 23 million more bushels on production. That was about 60, 70 million higher than the average guess. They raised the carryouts on the corn to 1.5 billion bushels. That was up 92 million bushels from last month and about 80 higher than the average guess out there. The funds, the initial reaction was to rally at 4 cents, then they broke it a dime, then rallied back about an 8 cents, 7 cents, and then broke it to new lows before the close. We did hold the 200-day moving average at 517.75, got down to 519.25, and as I mentioned, we closed to 522.5. I think the funds are just lucky that they didn't get pounded harder. I think the wheat kind of saved it. Minneapolis wheat was up 9.5, Kansas City up 4 to 5, and Chicago up 2 to 4 cents here. I think that kind of helped rally it. Now, the oats put in an outside down key reversal, filled the gap left from yesterday. If we open lower, it could leave an island top out there, and the oats look like it's finally reached its peak, at least for the time being. The wheat number, production number, came in 51 million bushels less. They lowered the carryout by 25 million bushels from last month down to 580. That's pretty tight, which is why the wheat didn't fall apart. We actually were down 14, 15 cents at one point and then came storming back. The soybean number came out at a yield of 51.5. That was up 9 tenths from last month. And the carryout was pushed out to 320. That's 135 million more than last month, and it was a good 31 million above the average guess out here. So that put the pressure on the beans. World corn carryouts are up 4 million. Beans are up 5.7 million. Wheat is down 6 million. So beans and corn, I think, remain under pressure here. I think the funds, like I said, were just lucky. They didn't have to pound it more out here. I think the fact that they hold the 17-day the 200-day moving average at 17.75 was a little helpful, but if we gap open under that tomorrow, I think the funds will be in here pretty heavy sellers. The question is, now becomes, do the Chinese want to buy a good break? The beans have support tomorrow, about 13 to 14 cents lower, right around 1184, 1185. We'll see if the Chinese want to step up there and buy some beans. But overall, these were bearish reports. I don't see anything particularly friendly here. The export inspections, corn was 746. Nothing great. Wheat was a little light, 435. Beans were a strong number at 1.61, but it certainly didn't help the beans out here today. One interesting point on the corn, they raised the exports on the corn just a little bit, but I don't see it. They lowered feed usage, but I think corn exports are going to be under pressure here. I just don't see the Chinese buying as much as the USDA thinks they're going to buy. That's about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.